The leader of Queensland's Liberal National Party has rejected the Federal Attorney General's withering comments that his party is mediocre. Tim Nicholls has also hit back at Senator George Brandis' assertion that the LNP might need to split. Pauline Hanson of One Nation is using the verbal brawl to reaffirm her message that the LNP is failing because voters are disenchanted with career politicians. Catherine Gregory reports.
Queensland's Liberal National leader Tim Nicholls can rattle off his party's achievements.
We've won a by-election in the seat of Toowoomba South. We've seen the departure of an agriculture minister. We've defeated Labor's vegetation management laws. We're holding the government to account on such things as the development of the Carmichael mine in North Queensland. We are out and about.
But he's on the defensive after Queensland Liberal Senator George Brandis was caught in an open mic saying that the party is mediocre. The Federal Attorney General also said that the 2008 merger between the Liberals and Nationals should be scrapped, and he warned that the party was at risk of being usurped by One Nation. After that friendly fire, Tim Nicholls is trying to stay on message.
Our role is to make sure that we are out there listening to Queenslanders and understanding what their concerns are. We recognise the concerns from voters who don't believe that they're being heard. They don't believe that in Canberra they're being listened to. They don't believe that in George Street they're being listened to by the government. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are showing those sort of, if you like, that inclination to look at other parties.
Former LNP leader Campbell Newman agrees with some of Senator Brandis's criticism, saying the party he once led isn't very good. But Mr Nicholls says he's not listening to the views of someone he now brands a political commentator.
It's my intention that we are out there and win sufficient votes to be able to govern in our own right without the assistance of other parties. That, of course, is always a matter for the voters of Queensland.
One Nation leader Senator Pauline Hanson also agrees with George Brandis, and she's trying to capitalise on the verbal slanging match within the LNP.
That the major political parties have just completely ignored them. It's like they are the elitist. They don't understand what the people are thinking. They're not even interested. So people have had a gutful of the major political parties, career politicians, and they want someone who is really listening.
George Brandis said One Nation is polling at 16% in Queensland, but Ms Hanson says the only polling she cares about is talking to the people.
They like the way that I handle policies and issues and upfront with them, and I think that's what people want, because you will only get good government if you have got good opposition. What opposition is there? They are not the driving factor to ensure that Palaszczuk Brink comes up with good policy. I think they're worn out. I really do. People want a clean sweep through it.
George Brandis also had plenty of criticism for the Queensland Labor government. The Minister for Agriculture, Bill Byrne, has scoffed at that, although he reckons the criticism about the LNP is true.
There's huge chunks of division. I often describe them as the agrarian socialists versus the economic rationalists. Nothing just keeps popping up, the National Party versus the Liberal Party, from a party that was created essentially due to optional preferential.
But the member for Rockhampton does agree the Hanson factor is resonating in his electorate and other rural parts of Queensland.
The world is changing quite rapidly, and many of the traditional circumstances of people's lives are changing and evolving as part of those changes. Now, there is a portion of society that disconnects from mainstream politics, and I suppose they consider both sides of politics to be equally damned, equally ineffectual.
That's Queensland Labor Minister Bill Byrne ending Catherine Gregory's report.